Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Victor Girardi, Regional Director with the Thrive North American Power opportunity. I am still holding our Lunch and Learns. We're going to be doing these on a regular basis because we have some good news. It's kind of sad what happened the other day. We know that it has affected all of you, some of you more than others. But the good news is that, the residuals are going to continue, the ARCs, the fast start overrides, the rank advancements, all the bonuses as earned, as things move forward and they're earned, will continue to get paid. And today we're going to get our residuals, and they're going to, what I was told is that any of the Vivint bonuses that were paid out that were achieved because of the December 31st sharing process, those are all going to get paid. So what we're looking to do is, even the free energy is going to get paid for. So all those things are still going to be in place. So what we're saying is don't panic. Don't do anything. They will continue, okay? With that being said, a group of us leaders are at, warp speed and looking for at some opportunities. We're looking at ways in which we can leverage what we've been able to put together over the last, 3-4 years with this company. And we've had some very promising and very interesting homes for all of us that we've been discussing. And we just want to, right now, see if we can keep things together for a little bit of time while we work stuff out. I mean, this is all new. It caught us all off guard. With all the experience reaching out to other companies in the industry, we've got some serious people. We've got our VP of sales and operations and group leaders and team leaders, have been part of this organization that have a lot of experience and a lot of a lot going for them in terms of knowledge of what's happening out there and things. So we're taking a look. So what we're actually looking for people to do right now is just have some trust, have some patience, and have some unity with respect to what we have. I mean, the company was good enough to keep all the income streams coming in for people. I know that some people probably got hurt more than others. Right now, what's in our best interest, I think, is to give us a few days, and we're going to be communicating throughout this whole process. We have a 9 o'clock call tonight. We're going to be doing that every night. A lot of different people will be going through, and this is Eastern time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. I'm going to give that number out right now for so everybody has it. So take your pencil out, 712-432-3148. And the access code is 705-699-pound. And I'll receive that again as I finish up here. But right now we just have to have that trust, patience, and unity. We're looking to get the best deal for everyone. We're looking to try to keep things together so that we can move forward with what we were looking to get originally, to hit our dreams and our goals. And this process is going to take us a little while. What we're looking at is either to find a good home for all of us or to build a home for all of us. I'm going to reiterate one more time, please. Do not do anything right now. Don't make any rash decisions. Look, if you don't like what we come up with, you can always, those opportunities are still going to be there for you. But, I wouldn't make any rash decisions. You want to continue to receive your residuals. We're going to have a very short time in which we're looking to create what we need to in terms of an opportunity with the right place. We're still looking at making this something that doesn't have entry fees. So we're still looking out for the best of, the best for everyone. So the best way to utilize the free time right now is to reestablish your relationships with your team. If you're going to do anything, practice and train them and prepare them for an opportunity that they could start building soon. But don't look to make any rash decisions. Do nothing and, practice with your team, stay in touch, keep those relationships, keep things where they are so that you don't ruin the opportunity to really maintain that income stream that you have. So I can't reiterate any more than I have that you know, even though it's kind of disappointing what's happened, we've created something phenomenal here. We've created a family. We've created a community. You know, Thrive is alive. We've got the opportunity to keep that going. You know, they're going to talk more about that tonight at 9 o'clock. I'm not in a good position personally to be able to reiterate anything or talk about any of that. But we have some great opportunities. We have a lot of value as an organization, as a team, and we can leverage that. You know, so we don't have to look at what we've done as something that was a failure. It was a bad chapter in a book, and you know, the next chapter is going to be that much more promising. I think the door that's going to open is going to be an unbelievable opportunity for all of us to leverage, and we just got to have some time to be able to put some things in place so that we can share with some folks and let you know where we're going and what we're doing and how it's going to happen and how everybody can leverage that and how everybody can have a piece of the action so that, you know, down the road, we don't have to go through this type of thing again. So we're looking at various different options, and, you know, that could be moving in with a partnership or creating our own partnership. So we'll you know, need a little bit of time to iron out those things, but we're going to stay tuned every day and let people know what's going on. That's what that 9 o'clock call is about. That's what this Lunch and Learn is going to be. We're going to continue to keep this alive at 12 o'clock so that those people that can't be on at 9 o'clock Eastern time can hear that same message. And who knows, maybe there'll be a little bit more information at each one of these sessions that we'll be able to share incrementally and you know, keep things going. So I'm looking forward to it. Look, I spent 4 years on a personal note putting this together. I've had a lot of fun. I've made a lot of good friends. I've enjoyed what I've been doing. I've personally grown beyond my expectations in terms of, you know, my own personal development and growth. I've seen some individuals leverage what we've done and how they've personally grown and changed for the better. I've seen so much positive stuff come out of this that it's a shame if we can't try to keep things together long enough to stay as a family and move somewhere to a new home that we all can continue the journey for what we're looking for our dreams and our goals. And, you know, I'm not going to spend a huge amount of time on this call going through all this. I wish I could take questions, but I'm not quite sure I have any answers. But, you know, I see people are raising their hands. I don't know if I'm going to take any questions yet. I can tell you that you just got to kind of have a little bit of patience and trust. Stay united. Keep your people from making rash decisions. I think that there's going to be some really good things. Again, tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Stay tuned. If you are not part of Kevin and Bob's distribution list for their notifications, get yourself connected with easy.com/join email. Go up to the top Thrive Leaders and, you know, get yourself connected to their email. Like, if you want to go to powertoretire.com, subscribe to mine. I'll be sending out notices as well. We want to try to really keep what we've been able to put together in terms of friendships and relationships and opportunities with all the people out there. And I can't be any more sincere as to say that I personally believe that the direction that these people are headed in terms of what we're looking at, you know, the best thing that we all can wait for to hear it. Look, it may not be the right thing for everyone come the end of the day, but give it a chance to develop and hear what it has to say before you make any harsh, rash decisions to move on and do something else, especially in the energy sector right now. because you don't want to put what you have at risk. And I do think that we're going to come up with something that everybody's going to want to participate in. So with that, I'm really hesitant to press the button and open up the floodgates. So I'm going to resist my temptation to do that, because I know, you know, I've developed quite a few relationships out there, but I don't necessarily have any answers for anybody. I know that questions are going to come up. So let me give that number out again for tonight. 712-432-3148. Again, that's 412-432-3148. 712-432-3148. And the access code is going to be 705-699. 705-699. So again, 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Probably we'll have John Costino and Brad Tales going over some of the thoughts that we've been going, that we did, we had in terms of a conversation with some of the key leaders last night, and an opportunistic, you know, last minute meeting that we pulled together to kind of talk about some options before everybody had to head out of town and go back to wherever they're from. So we met at Kevin Marino's house ad hoc, and some good conversations occurred. You know, and I think that you know, again, there's a little bit of time we need to have some of the stuff really laid out so that it makes sense. But I think you'll get all that information. A lot of it will, I shouldn't even say that. There will be some good information that comes out tonight to move us in direction. But again, we're going to do this every night at 9 o'clock. We'll do the lunch and learns every day at 12 o'clock, Monday through Friday, same way we've been doing it. Stay tuned. Keep yourself informed. Again, North American Power didn't have to keep paying us. They are. So I'm not going to have any animosity to a business decision they had to make for whatever the reasons are. I'm not going to sit there and try to place blame on anybody. It is what it is. And we are I mean, as an organization, I think there was a ton of talent that's going to be able to make us, allow us to move forward into something that we're all going to be proud to be associated with and achieve our goals and our dreams. So with that, I'm going to say thanks a lot for joining in today. Hope that you appreciated what I was able to tell you, and I'm sorry I'm not going to take any calls right now this time. This is the first time we're able to get this message out, so I'm a little bit uncomfortable with what I know and what I don't know and being able to answer questions. So I am excited about the opportunity of what's ahead of us. I think that this is phenomenal, and I'm going to end this call and tell you all that I still believe we'll be able to see each other on the beaches of the world, enjoying life the way it's meant to be, without any financial worries, if we just hang together and make things happen as an organization and a group of individuals that are like-minded. So for all those relationships that I've created out there, all the people that I've become friends with, I'm still looking forward to conversations and get-togethers, because I'd like to continue those friendships. It's not over today, folks. It's just beginning. So remember, Thrive is alive. We're going to all make it happen. So have a great day. We'll see you all tonight at 9 o'clock on 712-432-3148, 705-699-POUND. And I will be back on this next Thursday. Talk to you soon. Bye.